there. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you. Thanks so much. I've been, in addition to YouTube, you know, I've been doing a lot of Facebooking and Twittering and all that kind of stuff, right? I mean, this stuff is amazing, you know, for getting your message out there and meeting, getting new fans, meeting people and all that kind of stuff, right? You know, if I had just known about it 20 years ago when I started, would have been a different career. Yes.
Can I give you this?
Yes, thank you. Okay, great. Okay. Peace. All right. See you soon. Okay. And the thing about that, do you guys Facebook? You do this stuff, the social networking stuff? The thing about it is, things are they happen very fast online, right? You know, you post things and they go twittering and flittering off the bottom of the page very quickly. And there was a thing that happened on Twitter not too long ago. There was a hashtag, they call it, a Twitter hashtag called Austerity Beatles. And the idea was that people were going to put together Beatles titles that they'd altered to match the new austere economic times, right? So people would say, like, you know, Lucy in the Sky with Cupid Zirconium. Okay, that was the whole joke. You just come up with a pun like that, you know, or, I am the Walmart or whatever. Anyway, so I thought I would provide my own little medley of austerity Beatles songs, okay? Size me down. Don't size me down. You say it's your birthday. We have that in common. You say it's your birthday. I bought you some ramen. Hey, you've been denied your 401k. Or without it. Oh dear, what can be said? Baby's in black and I'm in the red. Yeah, I'm over my head. Your day breaks, your checks bounce. You make a call and try to borrow from your parents who no longer feed you. Try to see it my way, even though you've occupied that cubicle so long. Time to hit the highway. If you stick around, you'll find your job will soon be gone. We can source it out. We can source it out. But I've got to admit, it's getting better. No, it isn't. Baby, I live in my car. Watching these people testify, you know, the AIG people and the Goldman Sachs people, the people who blew it, right? They blew it. Over and over again, they blew it, and still we gave them a boost, which is why you call it fucking up. All right. So I was watching them testify in front of Congress with that sort of my dog ate my bailout look on their face, you know, and I was struck with a metaphor. We
sailed the roiling ocean and we took her at full speed. Who could have known an iceberg would so rudely intercede? Here's a toast to present company, the people of refinement and renown. On the end of the ship that's rising while the other end goes down. Yes, we charted out this course that left us broken on the ice, but there's no need to thank us, a hefty bonus will suffice. And we'll sit and chat about how we'll redecorate our offices in town. On the end of the ship that's rising while the other end goes down. And we're upwardly mobile while others go below. There's a chilly breeze arising while we make our way up top and steal our courage for another dangerous photo op. And we'll laugh and laugh and laugh, but when the cameras roll, we'll don a solemn frown. On the end of the ship that's rising while the other end goes down. And we're upwardly mobile, no one we know below.
Below, below.
Do I hear some faint complaining, somewhat muffled by the tide? Do they say we're out of options? Well, there's always suicide. There's a joke we tell among us where we call our economics trickle drown. Must have been my delivery. On the end of the ship that's rising, and we're upwardly mobile until we go.
Socialists we got out there tonight. Come on, let's see a show of left hands. You go to a public school? Socialist. You drive here on a public street? Socialist. You ever visit a public library? Tell you why, because you're a socialist, like Ulysses S. Grant. Yellowstone National Park, you ever been there? Yeah, you're a socialist, like Teddy Pinko Roosevelt. That guy was talking about universal health care. You're a taxating, appropriating, regulating, nanny stating socialist. My dog got run over by a truck, and the socialist animal control people came and took away my dog. Then my neighbor's house caught on fire, and the socialist fire department came and put it out. I could have snatched up that dog and cooked it on my neighbor's house. Another good meal ruined by socialism. You ever mail a letter? Of course you have, because you're a socialist. Like Dwight D. Eisenhower. That guy built highways between the states. Yeah, you're a socialist. Like Richard Red Diaper Nixon. He put food stamps on people's plates. You're a taxating, appropriating, regulating, nanny stating socialist. socialist does it take to screw in a light bulb? Too many. Four to requisition the light bulb. Four more to process the requisition in triplicate. Eight to manufacture the light bulb. Three to procure the light bulb. Two to supervise the manufacturing and procurement process. Seven to warehouse the light bulb for an indeterminate length of time. Four to deliver the light bulb to the wrong address. Four more to re-deliver the light bulb. Six to receive the light bulb. And one to screw it up. 47. How many capitalists does it take to screw in a light bulb? One impoverished nation willing to exploit its malnourished population and rape its natural resources to manufacture, package, and ship the light bulb to Walmart. And me. You know why that's funny? That's right, because you're a socialist. Like Ronald W. Reagan. Earned income tax credit. Yeah, you're a socialist. Like George WSSR Bush. That guy wrote the book on government interference. Of course, he never read it. You're a taxating, appropriating, regulating, nanny-stating, Stalin-hugging, Castro-kissing, Marx-filating, spawn of Satan, socialist. Every last one of you. I'm going to try a new one. Can I try a new one? Okay, right. As I drive across the country, I do listen to a lot of radio, but probably not the stuff that you would expect me to listen to. I listen to a lot of like right-wing Christian radio. I really do. It's really fascinating. It's fascinating to me to keep up with that kind of stuff. There's a guy named Harold Camping. Have you ever heard this guy? Okay, Family Radio is called, and this guy's like broadcast all across the country. Harold Camping, he's like, he must be, I'm not a good judge of ages, but I think he's like 104. And according to Harold Camping now, Harold talks like this is Harold Camping, and it's like the radio voice of all time, right? And he has a show called Open Forum, which cracks me up because he like shuts down people like right and left. People call in and say, Harold, I was wondering about, shut up, you know, thank you for calling, click, you know. Open Forum. That's Harold. And according to Harold, the day of the rapture is May 21, 2011. This is this guy, right? It's this guy. Okay. May 21, yes, 2011. So, you know, mark it on your calendar and mark nothing after that. Okay, so... Because there ain't going to be nothing happening. All right. That's Harold Camping. And I also listen to a lot of commercial country radio then, too. Okay? And because it's... I mean, I am a country music kind of fan. I love the classic kind of stuff. But there's a thing that drives me nuts, and there's this called theme that runs through country radio. And it's this theme about how great it is to be a redneck, right? How we're going to celebrate, how wonderful it is. It's this whole kind of jingoistic... And I got to say, sort of Tea Party kind of thing about, like, you know, how wonderful it is to be a redneck. So here's a song. Okay. If you're running down this country and you're talking down our flag, you're walking on the fighting side of Merle. I ain't no urban cowboy, I'm a cowboy, but I'm proud to say I'm rural. You can find me on the front line of the culture war, with a Bible and a bottle and a football metaphor. I'm so friggin' country. I say yes, sir, and thank you, ma'am. I put gravy on my gravy. That's how friggin' country I am. From the
the Stetson on my boot tips to my pointy little head. From my pointy little boot tips to the Stetson on my head. I'm American as Daddy's Chevrolet, which is French. And when I start a sentence with the words, well, all I know, I mean what I say. From the time I was a youngin', I've been hankering to reenact the Civil War, and this time we win. I'm so friggin' country. I get down to Sweet Home Alabama. I use country as an adjective. That's how friggin' country I am. I'm small town, down home, homegrown, corn-fed, backwoods, one horse, old school, one old homeschooled horse. And I give voice to the zeitgeist of a dwindling demographic in the twilight of its socioeconomic dominance, increasingly insular and tacitly protectionist, with a disproportionate sense of entitlement and a vague but desperate longing for simpler times which never really existed, a phenomenon Piaget refers to as faux-stalgia, but which I like to call the Mayberry Syndrome. I'm so friggin' country. I'm countryer than the countryest country ham. I got yee-haw on my license frame and hee-haw on my iPad. And if you don't like it, I don't give a damn. That's how friggin' country I am. Two words, Uncle Sam.
Energy. Here's another newish one. This is a song about a Supreme Court decision. Yet another song about a Supreme Court decision, because those are rocketing up the charts.
Right.
And I'm a total sellout. So here's a song now about the Citizens United decision. You guys know this, what this is? This came down about 6 months ago, something like that, okay, right? Citizens United decision wherein the Supreme Court decided to award First Amendment rights to corporations as if they were individuals, right? Exxon, you've been living in the shadow, whispering in the back room where no one can hear a word. Oh, Exxon, child, I just friended you on Facebook, 'cause the Citizens United say your voice should be heard. Like a real person would. If they could, they were Citizens United, the corporate personhood. Yeah, Walmart, you're a person too. Oh, the Bill of Rights was written for you, child. You said
person should. Why, yes, you do. You know it is. He said it would. Birthday party, 'cause the Citizens United say all people should be free. Oh yes, they do. And that includes AT&T. Oh yes, it does. Not to mention BP. Oh, the Citizens United put the mock in democracy.
Okay. A lot of people, some people ask me, you know, like, where do I get my song ideas? And sometimes it's a nice question. And I say, you know, bumper stickers, because I believe in research. And there's that sticker you still see everywhere, the little yellow ribbon that says, support our troops, right? Usually on the back of a Hummer or a Ford Incursion or one of those things. And it's a perfectly wonderful sentiment, I think, right? Support our troops. Who votes against that? Nobody, right? Because I think that you cannot be anti-war without being pro-soldier, right? Okay, no punchline there. That's how I feel about it. And so I'm totally behind it, usually in traffic. And some of you are old enough to remember John Kerry. Some of you aren't, apparently. I mean, before he was a superstar, you know, back when he was, you know, when he was just a lowly anti-war activist, you know, he came home from Vietnam and turned it around, you know, and famously testified in front of Congress with that question, how can you ask a man to be the last man to die for a mistake, right? And now in Afghanistan, with all the surging and purging and the whole kind of frat party that's going on over there, you know, I think it's an apt question once again. And so I thought I would... I thought about what that would mean to the person who was actually chosen to be that person.
Well, I just found out and I feel so proud. I'm the one they chose, wanna shout it out loud. Yeah, my head is light and my eyes are watery. I feel like I just won the lottery. I'll be the last man. Oh, what an honor. The last random American. Last man to die in Afghanistan. Lucky ones, but I'm the one they chose over their own sons to be the final guy to die forsakenly. When they finally figure out we've been there mistakenly, I'll be the last man. Oh, what an honor. Last random American, last man to die in Afghanistan. Did we conquer that country like the Russians overthrew them, like the British and the Mongols had their asses handed to them? Did we bring them democracy Well, our guy got elected when the votes were tabulated, duplicated and corrected, and isn't that worth it? Well, just ask my mom. Her dad was the last man to die in Nam. Well, I've heard them say freedom isn't free. Someone's got to pay, and well, they chose me to be the last example of tough diplomacy. The last casket folks back in Oklahoma scene. I'll be the last man, oh what an honor, the last random American, last man to die in Afghanistan, oh what an honor, the last stranded American, last man to die in Afghanistan.
Did you see the groundbreaking for the Bush Library? They broke ground for the. I think they're going to bury the books, is what I think they're going to do. Not too deep. Yeah, and there they were, the whole kind of rogues gallery, all, you know, all with shovels. It was so weird. All lined up, you know, right? The whole, all of the people who brought us the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, you know. All lined up there, right? And I, you know, listen, I don't wish ill on anybody. But my question is, when is Dick Cheney going to become a shovel-ready project? There he was, right? You know, all of them, right? And, you know, yeah, okay. You know, and these are the people who brought, who ill-conceived these wars, ill-executed these wars without ever having been to war themselves, right? Chicken hawks. Right, it's like open heart surgery at Benihana. Yeah, and their own excuses for not serving are so lame. You remember Dick Cheney's excuse for seeking 5 deferments during the Vietnam conflict? He had other priorities, right? Other priorities, you know. And Tom DeLay said that that minorities took the slots that would otherwise be occupied by patriotic Americans. Yeah. Rush Limbaugh had a football injury that turned out to be a cyst on his ass. I don't know what position he played. And the most famous chicken hawk of them all, right, George W. Bush, right, who once gave a press conference in which he said that he felt that John Kerry's war record was more heroic than his own. And I thought, sometimes satire just writes itself.
Bok, 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 bok. Well, my son asked me today, is this another Vietnam? I said, son, you know it's, well, it's, no, it's, go ask your mom. It brought back such precious memories of my days in business school, my favorite stool. Then my wife said, hey, I'm worried because they're starting to deploy. I said, honey, don't be silly. We'll send someone else's boy because they all make sacrifices. And in a war, that's what the poor people are for. I said, fight on for freedom's sake, long as I don't shake and bake. Chicken hawk, call me a chicken hawk, proud to be a chicken hawk, a loyal armchair jock, let's check that Lockheed stock, I didn't walk the walk, but I could talk the talk, bawk, 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 bawk. Just because you might have seen some action there on the front line. Don't insult the guys who serve their country here on the back nine. I was gung-ho for gunning ho, but I just had other priorities, like feeling more at ease. I said, bomb them to hell, but I'd rather not be Kentucky Fried. Chicken hawk, call me a chicken hawk. Chicken hawk, proud to be a chicken hawk. Watch while I bring democracy to all Iraq. I didn't walk the walk, but I could talk the talk. Bawk, 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 bawk. Why did the chicken cross the road? Well, I'll tell you part. The chicken crossed the road to join the Texas Air National Guard. Roll call, Bush, Bach, Card, Bach, Rove, Bach, Ashcroft, Bach, Rumsfeld, Bach, Wolfowitz, Bach, Pearl, Bach, Cheney. Go buck yourself. O'Reilly, Hannity, Hume, Buck, 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 Bennett, Crystal, Limbaugh, Hastert, Gingrich, Lott, DeLay, Bach, 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 Bach. Call me a chicken hawk, proud to be a chicken hawk. Watch while I bring them on, receipt to all Iraq. I didn't walk the walk, but I can talk the talk. Bawk, 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 bawk. Let me make this perfectly clear, the buck stops here.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me here. This has been so great, and I want you to give a round of applause to Mary Stein for putting this together. Yes. All right. Thank you, Frank, for doing sound, and thanks to the Nature Conservancy for hosting the event. And yeah, thanks to all of you, without whom you wouldn't be here tonight. What's that?
It's Catalina Island Conservancy. We get that a lot.
Oh, yeah? What did I say? Oh, God. Okay, right. Okay. You don't care about nature all of a sudden? Is that what happened?
You're saying, how long have I been against nature?
Yeah, exactly right. I get that question all the time. Anyway, so it's been really fun to be here. I'll be back, I'm sure, you know, and I'll spend more time next time. This time was very whirlwind, unfortunately. But I'm off to the Midwest next. I'm going off to Madison, Wisconsin next and see what's going on there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. So I'm too. Well, something all the time, you know, right? You know, I thought I missed it, but no, it just keeps it going, right? Well, I'm working on it. I gotta address the issue, of course. Then, right, yeah, there's sort of a blame it on the workers kind of a song, right? You know, that's the angle, right? That's because obviously it's their fault, right? And we're just talking on the way up here about, you know, we defund the firefighters we protect, right? The firefighters can have their rights and the police can have their rights because they're heroes, but not the teachers. Teachers, ah, fuck the teachers, right? You know. Ridiculous. Anyway, only funny. The song will be funnier than that. Not quite so bitter. But I feel like I'm campaigning. That's the thing. Everywhere I go, I feel like I'm campaigning, right? And all the candidates have their campaign theme songs, right? Barack Obama's was signed, sealed, delivered. Remember? Now it's You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling. But this is a song that I think is for us, for we, the voting public, right? The people deserve and need their own campaign theme song. So thanks for listening. Donut lady,
I am the civil engineer. I am the tractor salesman who's a stand-up comic at his daughter's wedding. I am the court reporter. I am the guy in the sandwich suit. I am the third grade teacher, and I approve this message. Dental hygienist. I am the undertaker's son. I'll be the undertaker when the undertaker has been taken under. I am the tattoo addict. I am the runner up Miss Main. I am the ice cream vendor, and I approve this message. John the Baptist, and I am Nancy the Presbyterian. I am Jerome the Jewish Unitarian, born again Buddhist, Wiccan, agnostic. I am the banjo lawyer. I am the laptop Kerouac. I am the NASCAR widow, and I approve this message. Conspiracy theorist, and I know five other conspiracy theorists. What, you think that's a coincidence? I am the precinct walker. I am the polling place volunteer. I am the statistician, and 4 out of 5 of me approve this message. I am Yip Harburg, saying it don't matter how high the throne, what sits on it is the same as your own. And I'm Molly Ivins, saying what's the difference, who's in that chair? Change doesn't come from there, change comes from I am the huddled masses. I am the amber waves of grain. I am the toothless carny in the shooting gallery at the county fair. I am the singer, songwriter, waitress. And I am another mother for peace. And I am the assistant scoutmaster, and I approve this message. And I am the White House switchboard operator, and I approve this message. And I am the last man to die for a mistake, and I approve this message. And I am the Arabic translator discharged because I'm gay, and I approve this message. And I am the Arabic translator reinstated at full pay, and I approve this message. And I am, and I approve this message. And I am, and I approve message. I am.
Thanks very much. Thanks for being here. Thanks a lot. Thank you. I come from San Francisco. I don't know if I mentioned that. I do come from San Francisco. Surprise! And and lived for a long time in Marin County, which is a beautiful place to be too, you know. And all. And yeah, I was born in San Francisco and spend several years of my adulthood there as a child. So, and it, you know, they want to name a street after Allen Ginsberg. You got to love that. Right? It's a one-way alley. You have to go up the wrong way. And I was there not too long ago for the 40th anniversary of the Summer of Love, which is a beautiful event, right? You know, the Jefferson facelift played. And there was a loitering contest. I placed in that, and you know, I spent a lot of time at the hemp booth because it is more comfortable than cotton. And I've never had a pair of pants that stayed lit that long. But it was a weird event, too, because there was no nudity, unless you count baldness, and no theme song. And that's where I thought I could help. So I ripped my clothes off, and I wrote this song. Thanks for listening.
If you mellowed out and got your head together, then somehow you misplaced it. If you meant to put an end to hate and war and poverty and prejudice and people who dress in too tight leather, but you spaced it. If your friends are grateful you're not dead, you're the only one on your ward who remembers what the dormouse said. If you're all tight-eyed and starting to slide, I'd have to say you're a psychedelic relic, a wilted flower child that the FBI has filed away, a psychedelic relic. Like me, if you stop to wonder who you really are, and it takes you a minute, if you can't remember where you parked your car, and you're in it, if you tuned in, turned on, and your teeth dropped out, if I say yellow matter custard, semolina pilchard, sitting on a cornflake, crab a luck a bit, and you can tell what the hell I'm talking about. Aim as high, you wonder why you have to pee again, cause you're a psychedelic relic, lost in a purple haze, I can see it in your paisley eyes, a psychedelic relic. Like me. And if you take a step outside your mind and you get locked out and left behind, stuck in a mental Mississippi, if you have yourself a real bad trip, and if you get busted in your hip, and now you're an artificial hippie, as it is, you're a psychedelic relic, you're a psychedelic relic, quite rightly, you're a psychedelic relic, sing that with me, won't you, you're a psychedelic relic, good, one more time, you're a psychedelic relic. If your turn signals go left, right, and flashback, you're a psychedelic relic. If you have to bring one of those inflatable donuts to the sit-in, you're a psychedelic relic. If you painted the word further on your walker, you're a psychedelic relic. If you wear your ear hair and ponytails, you're a psychedelic relic. If you still believe in peace and love, you're a psychedelic relic. like me.
Thank you. Thanks so much.